Labour Radio is with Jagrup Brar. He's the NDP candidate for Surrey Panorama, the by-election that the BC government has called at this late time, really, in the mandate of the government. How are you doing, Jagrup?
Well, I'm doing very, very fine. I'm very excited for this by-election, and thanks for giving me the opportunity.
First of all, I want to get some background on you. Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
I live in the Riding for the last about 10 years. I'm married. My wife and daughter live with me in the Riding. And I've been working with people from all walk of life during the last 10 years, particularly in Surrey when I moved from Winnipeg. And I was initially program manager, developing programs for new Canadians, job search programs, learning ESL program, computer learning programs, career planning programs, and all that for about 6-7 years. During the last 6 years, I am the executive director of a company known as SEEDS, which is Self-Employment and Entrepreneurial Development Society based in Surrey. And there, what we do is we provide training programs to people who want to set up their own businesses. And I'm proud to say that during the last 6 years, under my leadership, we have trained almost 700 new entrepreneurs. And I'm proud to say that, during the last 3 years, my graduates have won the New Entrepreneur of the Year Award given by Surrey Chamber of Commerce.
For the last 3 years, you say? Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And so that means that you're really making an impact in the business community.
And small business community, I would say. Yes, at this point in time, what we have, the workforce of British Columbia as well as Canada changing. What we have in this province at this point in time, we have 22% people who are self-employed. And they're just like working people. And we also have 83% businesses, which I call micro-business, where 5 or less people work. So, I've been working with them for the last 5 years, and before that I was working with purely working people only.
22% seems quite a high percentage of people that are working in small businesses.
That's right.
In the information that I have, a lot of small businesses fail in their first year. What is the success rate of many of your businesses?
That's a very good question, actually. You've asked me the first time during this campaign. You're right that about 70% of the new ventures, which start in British Columbia, they fail during the first year. So in other words, only 30% people succeed their operation for 1 year. What we have after going people going through what we have people who go through our program, their success rate has been significantly high. The people who go through my program, their success rate has been after 2 years, I'm talking about, which we go back and check, over 76%.
Well, that's great.
So it's the opposite.
That's the opposite.
That's right.
That's great. So this program really helps them.
That's right. And not only that, we screen, when we go through the assessment process, we also advise a significant number of people, maybe about 30% people who are interested in the business, not to proceed because, these are the people who are working people and they want to make a change in their career, or they have been laid off as it has happened during the last three and a half years, big time layoff going on in this province. And so they want to maybe have their own self-employment venture. But there are about maybe 25% people when they walk into our office, when we check their business idea and make the assessment, we tell them not to proceed because their business idea is not viable. And so that's the other part of this whole scenario. So we also help people, in other words, making a sound and appropriate decision not to proceed, because what happens is if you're not ready, people end up starting a new venture, they spend time, they spend energy, they spend money, and they lose everything in 1 year, and that's a big, negative to that individual as well as the whole society, because those people sometimes become you know, even marriage start falling apart and people start having other various other issues, and that person become a kind of challenge to himself or herself rather than becoming a successful entrepreneur.
Talking about small business and how it relates to the economy and government politics, it's really interesting that you chose the New Democratic Party to run as a candidate for. I would have thought you would have chosen a party that would be more interested in business values rather than labor market values, which is, you know, the NDP party. How do you respond to that?
Well, what I think is, you know, the... If you look at the values of NDP party, NDP party has been supporting middle-class people. And, you know, majority of the people we know in that area has been working people. And, you know, and I believe in that, and that we should continue doing that. And but the people I'm talking about in the business, on the business side, are the people who are basically very similar to the working people. The self-employed people, for example, if somebody is driving a taxi, you know, or owner and operator of taxi, they are not much different than working people, other than their employment is designed differently, but their basic earning are very similar. Similarly, you talk about somebody, an insurance agent, for example, their earning is not much different than working people. So they are, from economic point of view, they are very close to the working people, and I strongly think that they are the people who should be working with NDP, and they are the people with who NDP should be working. And if you look at the past, the Liberal government, for example, they talk about business, but they only talk about big corporations and very wealthy people. They don't talk about the small business people and the self-employed people. In my opinion, what they've done during the last 3.5 years, they have damaged the small business people and the self-employed people during the last 3.5 years. And I can give you examples. If you are a good business and you want to treat your employee in a very decent way and give them very decent benefits, for example, Liberal government has increased MSP, which is double. So that's a kind of an additional cost to the small business and micro business people. And they have taken away the eye care, for example, and that was cost. And if you're a good business, small business, you want to treat your employee in a good way, you want to give that benefit to your employee, and that has been taken away.
What is eye care?
Eye examinations, right?
Oh, okay.
Which was free before,
right.
After I think about
okay.
1.5 year. So that has been taken away. They have introduced provincial sales tax, PST. They have added, actually, not introduced.
Yeah, increased it, yes.
1%. That has hit the small business people, not the very big, big corporations. They have introduced, for example, gas tax, which is 3 cents. That hit very hard the taxi owner, operator, and taxi, you know, in the cab industry people. And same with trucking industry, for example. Somebody has a truck, owns truck and operates truck. That gas price has, of course, hit them very hard as well. So they have not been very supportive to the micro business and self-employed people. So these are the people I think NDP should work with, and they should, I invite them that they should be part of our team and sit with us and in advisory committee and tell us what needs to be done.
You're right. I remember several NDP conventions where they have been trying to bring in small business into the party, because they are working people, just like a laborer who works for a can for other place like that. Yes, you're right.
Just to add to that, you know, I've been knocking doors, for example, for the last, you know, 6 months, and the workforce is changing. What we see in every house, not every house, every second or third house, you see either wife is working as an employee, husband is a self-employed, doing some small business, or the vice versa. So that is a big change which has come up. And NDP is a party. We care about the middle-income people, and we need to reflect our policies. So we need to bring these people in to make party more stronger. And at the same time, we need to continue working with the working people, because they have been hit very hard by Gordon Campbell.
Okay, so we'll go on to the next question, is why are you running? Why did you choose to run for politics?
Well, that's a good question, which I asked myself many times in the last couple of years. Well, from the very first day, Gordon Campbell took over, you know, I personally don't like the many things they did to this province. So when I go out, and I've been talking to people, you know, since then, and the people are concerned about the Gordon Campbell Liberals' inactions during the last 3.5 years. Healthcare and education has gone worse under Gordon Campbell. Their tax cuts didn't pay for itself, which they said they will. And paycheck is getting smaller, you know, on top of things they have introduced, like fee has gone up, taxes are gone up for middle-income ordinary people, you know, many other things have gone up. So people I talk to are concerned about their inaction, and they want to send the Premier a clear message. And I want to carry that message to Victoria and stand up for the people of Surrey and stand up to Gordon Campbell.
So you're a social activist, perhaps, and...
Well, you know, I'm a moderate person from that point of view. As I said, I fully support the social program. NDP has the wealth in this country, not only in this province, you know, going back to CCF. But at the same time, I do believe that we need to look after the economy. Particularly, we have to build the economy through working with the self-employed people and the micro-business people, because 7 out of 10 jobs are created by these people.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's, it's very true. I agree with you that small business runs the economy, not the other way around.
Not so, the corporations, yeah.
That's right. The corporations, to me, they seem to be taking things away from us because they're not based in BC. They're not BC-owned.
That's right. That's very important point. The small business, micro-business people, what they do everything. They live in this province. They create opportunity for the people in this province. Their customers are people, the working people. So we depend on each other. So they care about this province. Whereas corporations, we don't know who owns them. You know, we don't know who the shareholders are, and they don't care about this province. As I said, you know, whether you know they need to invest more money in this province, create more opportunity. They don't care about that. What they care about is only their own profit. So that's the primary motive.
So is that the issue you see in the campaign, or do you see any other issues in this campaign?
The prime issue in this campaign is when I hit and knock doors on the people is Gordon Campbell and his arrogance. You know, that's what I see. You know, Gordon Campbell, you know, during the last, as you said, 3.5 years, they have failed to listen to the people of British Columbia. Is very arrogant. They have mismanaged this province, and so that's I hear from people on every door. That's a kind of an issue which comes. You discuss anything or everything, Gordon Campbell names his arrogance come very quickly, very on a very frequent level basis. But other than that, the issues, the real issues which I see when talking to people are, of course, the health care. Gordon Campbell promised to provide the best health care when you need, where you need. But in fact, they have done the opposite. They have closed hospitals. They start privatizing health care system bit by bit. The wait list has gone up 26%. Then they have failed to manage the healthcare as they should have. They have failed to bring any efficiency through any innovative changes which they promised to the people of British Columbia. The second issue, which comes very frequently, is education. Gordon Campbell Liberal promised to provide the best education system so that no child is left behind. But in fact, they did the opposite. They cut funding to school system. They closed 112 schools in this province, and the tuition fee has gone up 300%. Now, it has become very, very hard for the kids or children coming from ordinary families, working families, to live to their dreams because they can't afford the education because it has become too costly. And not only that, we used to have grant programs for people who come from, you know, low-income families. They have taken away that as well. So that's an issue. Then the third issue I hear from people is the public safety. People are concerned about this public safety, the crime. Parents are concerned about the organized crime. I talk to a lot of parents, whether it's grow-ups or whether it's the drugs being sold on streets, particularly those drugs, mafia is taking the youth, school-going young people into its fold. So people are very, parents are very, very concerned about that. And then what we see is the self-employed people and the small business people are very concerned about the property theft and about the auto theft which we have in the city. And at the same time, the Liberal government has cut funding for, public safety. For example, in Surrey, what we have one police officer per 900 people. Whereas in Vancouver, they have one police officer per 450. So Surrey Police does not have the resources to deal with organized crime, to deal with property theft, to deal with auto theft, to deal with home break-ins. So those are very serious issues which come up again at the door when I go there, particularly seniors and, single moms and, these micro-business people.
Isn't policing a municipal issue? How does that...
How
can you affect that from a provincial level?
Well, what Gordon Campbell, again, that's another promise Gordon Campbell made to the people of British Columbia, that he will, in his new era document, that he will transfer 75% of the traffic fines money to the municipalities, which he didn't during the last 3.5 years. Now, on the eve of the by-election, he went out and announced that he's going to return now 100%. And they are announcing one project after the other on the eve of the by-election. And what I am asking them is, can we trust you now? You have broken too many promises. The people of Surrey Panorama are not going to trust Gordon Campbell, for the project they are announcing on the eve of the by-election. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mary Polak says that the main issue seems to be transportation, and she's talking about twinning the Portman Bridge and widening highways and that sort of thing. Do you see that as an issue at all?
Well, that is an issue in the city. But I wouldn't say that's the main issue, because as I said, I have knocked myself about 3,500 doors by now. I have met a lot of people. And one of the things I ask people is, what is number one question? What is number one issue in the city? One person until now have said to me, the Portman Bridge. Now, however, that is an issue in the city. And let me make it very clear that, I support resolving the traffic transportation issues as quickly as possible. I support twinning the bridge. I will repeat that. I support the idea of twinning the bridge. However, I have lots of questions to Gordon Campbell. To make sure they're not making another shallow promise to the people of Surrey Panorama Ridge and people of Surrey. What I'm asking them is, do you have a business plan for this project? I would like to see a copy of that. B, do you have a timeline for this project? When are you going to start? When are you going to finish? People of Surrey Panorama would like to see that. See, do you have, we would like to know how the twinning of the bridge is going to fit into the bigger picture in the lower mainland, resolving the traffic problem. And we would like to see that. D, Where is the money? In what budget are you going to allocate the money? We need to know all those answers. Because, again, we don't want a shallow promise made on the eve of the by-election just to buy votes, and then they come back after some time and, like Coca-Cola happened, say, you know, we can't do it. So I want to make sure if they promise, then the people of Seri Panorama get that. So I need answer to those questions, and they are not answering those questions.
Okay, if you do get elected, you'll probably be the third NDP member.
It is third NDP member, yeah.
In the legislature. With, yeah. Now, that would give the NDP official party status, would it not?
I don't think so. Well, you know, my understanding is that we need to have four people to get the official party status.
Okay.
From a technical point of view, but you know, it has been the practice in this country that, you know, it's always good to give official party status, which Gordon Campbell denied to NDP, because in democracy it works better if you have the official party with enough resources. So that they can ask good questions on behalf of the people of British Columbia. But this will certainly be a very strong message to Gordon Campbell that his extreme agenda during the last 3.5 years is not working. This will be a very strong message to Gordon Campbell that he has to listen to the ordinary people of British Columbia. This will be a very strong message to Gordon Campbell that he has to come forward and start thinking about the ordinary people of British Columbia.
If you do win the by-election, the election in May looks like it'll be looming really, really, really close.
So it's 6 months.
You'll be back to the polls right away.
That's right.
So suppose the NDP does form government. What is your take on that? The fact that a lot of people are saying that, oh, we're tired of the old NDP policies of the past.
Yeah.
We want fresh and new people to come to the NDP and bring some fresh new ideas. Do you have any fresh new ideas that you would bring to the legislature?
Well, that's a very good question. Again, people are certainly are upset or tired of the old-time politicians. Not only NDP, including Liberals. Right. So, therefore, I think being a new face, being a fresh face, that's my strength. People certainly want to see, you know, fresh approach to how to run this province and new faces, you know, around the, you know, in the house. So, and I'm that face. My views, my values, and my beliefs and work experience reflect, if we look from the Surrey point of view, the community of Surrey, from economic point of view, from a culture point of view. As I said before, my experience is related to work with working people, with unemployed people, with self-employed people. And this community is reflective of that. This is a combination of that. Then I have master's in philosophy. I can think of my own, and I can make up my own mind, and I can take my own position on issues which are important to the people I represent. See, I have master's in public administration from Manitoba, so I understand the public policy. I understand the functioning of the government, and I understand how to make a change. I understand how to deal with the bureaucracy. So that's my strength. I have been a national basketball player representing the national team. So I think I have the stamina and the strength and sportsman spirit to fight and stand up for my own people in my riding and defend their interest. So the change will be that I'm going to listen to the people I represent and take that message, convey it in the House loud and clear, rather than bringing message from the premier back to the community. And as per what NDP is going to do and what I'm going to be part of that, you know, we are at this point in time collecting information from the people of British Columbia to put forth a very clear platform, and the people, so that people can pick from Gordon Campbell's extreme agenda and NDP balanced approach. And I support the balanced approach, as I've been saying from the very beginning, balanced approach that's fair to all British Columbians. And I support to bring, put forth very practical solutions to the real issues, which is healthcare, education, the environment, the economy, and the public safety. I support that. And I certainly don't support that the government of British Columbia only thinks and only works for the people who are very, very wealthy and big corporations. We have to work for all.
I'm going to move on to one of the last topics I want to talk about, and that is your biggest challenge in as far as the candidates go. Adrian Carr is now running for the Green Party, mm-hmm. and the Green Party has seen some great resurgence in political power, and people are turning to them daily. Do you see her or Mary Polak as your biggest challenge?
Well, you have two questions. I can respond to both, maybe one by one. Let's talk about the Green Party first. You know, again, the people I've talked to, that's a large number of people. What they tell me that they want somebody from the local community who has been here for a long time, who has been working for this community, who has been thinking for this community. So they want somebody to represent them from the local community. In this election, in the next election, and after that, they want commitment. And that's one thing people tell me time and again. So therefore, I think the Green Party, particularly as it stands today, is not going to impact this election big time. Secondly, Green Party may have some good ideas, but it's known, it's very clear in the siding that Green Party does not have the support to win the siding and defeat Gordon Campbell. And people in the siding want to defeat Gordon Campbell and send him a strong message. And people know that. And I think when we hit the election, when they hit the polls, polling booths on October 28th, they're going to think about that and make up their mind based on that. And, you know, the real competition, of course, is between, between Liberals and NDP. The people I've spoken to, they're very upset with Gordon Campbell during the last, you know, their inaction during the last 3 years. And I see significant support when I go up there. Lot of anger against Gordon Campbell. And they have 77 MLA already, and people want to make a change, and people want to send them a strong message. And I think we will do fine in the end, but we have to work hard. Go out and meet with people, convince them. This by-election is very, very important to send Mr. Campbell a strong message.
Okay. About Mary Polak, it seems that relatives of her are working on your campaign. But how do you comment about that?
Well, this is an election. You know, we welcome to anyone or everyone who believes sending a strong message to Gordon Campbell. So there are a lot of people in Surrey or in British Columbia who have been hurt by Gordon Campbell. So we have been, you know, hundreds of people have been walking into our office doing volunteer work. So we welcome all of them. And one of them is Elsie Pollock, the mother-in-law of Mary Pollock. She has been a strong NDP supporter in her past life. She works in healthcare areas. And as you know, the people working in the healthcare industry have been hit very hard, and she is one of them. So we welcome everyone. It's democracy. And, if somebody is related to somebody, I don't think that's a barrier as per my campaign is concerned. We welcome everyone who share our vision, who share our value, to come and work with us, and Elsie Pollock is one of them.
Great. Thanks, Jagrup. I appreciate you coming on Labor Radio and talking to us and telling us what you think are the issues in this upcoming by-election. And I wish you all the best of luck in your campaign.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. Maybe sometime in the future, if you can, I would like to actually go on air on your talk show. I don't know whether that's possible or not, and talk to people from, certainly would like to talk to and listen to the concerns of the people from the labor movement and the working people.
Great. I will take you up on that offer sometime in the future.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Labor Radio on CJSF FM 90.1. I'm Shane Polak.